Welcome, guys and gals, to the Man Talks podcast. I'm Connor Beaton, the host and founder of Man Talks. And on this midweek mini episode, we are going to dive into facing your fears and what they have to teach you. Now, just a quick reminder, Man Talks exists to help develop self-aware, high-performing, and impactful men in the world, the type of men that you want to be and the type of men you want to be around. So if you would like to be around a free group of incredible men from around the world having great conversations about purpose, about business and entrepreneurship and career, about health and relationships, head on over to Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Man Talks Community or just search for Man Talks Community in Facebook. It's a closed group. Ladies, sorry, it's guys only, but we have some really phenomenal conversations in there. So guys, go on over and join. We've got a few thousand members now, and it is a great space for conversation. So with that said, let's dive into today's topic. I want to start by reading you a quote by Marcus Aurelius, who is one of my absolute favorites. If you have not read Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, I strongly suggest you do. It's something that I recommend that everybody read, men and women alike, because really in a lot of ways, this was one of the earliest pieces of quote unquote personal development to have ever existed. It's his journals from the time, from his time as king, and through the wars and through all the trials and tribulations. And it's really his life philosophy. It's absolutely incredible. So this quote is from Marcus Aurelius. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but to your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. I'm going to read it one more time. If you are distressed by anything external, the pain is not due to the thing itself, but your estimate of it. And this you have the power to revoke at any moment. So basically, it's the idea that everything that is externally causing us pain in our perspective, it's actually happening within us. That external thing that's happening, you know, the lack of, you know, not getting the promotion, getting turned down for the date, you know, not reaching our goal at the gym for the day, all of those things that are coming up that are external. What Marcus is saying, what Marcus Aurelius is saying, is that we can revoke that pain at any moment, because that pain is our internal perception of what's happening on the outside. So I thought that quote was really, really relevant, because oftentimes we will avoid, or, you know, we'll run away or not want to face that pain or that fear or whatever else is coming up for us. So really quick today, this is going to be a shorter episode. I got three key important parts of being able to face your fear. So number one is remind yourself, know that your fear has a function. Your fear has a function. And what I want you to know about that is that every time that we feel fear or experience fear or witness fear in our mind, that fear is trying to teach or tell us something. And so whenever we feel afraid, or we feel, for example, scarcity mentality around our finances, this is a huge one that a lot of people face. We need to ask ourselves, what is this fear trying to teach us? What is this fear trying to tell me? And when we can start to uncover that question, you know, we might go down the path of, I need to make more money. Okay, why do I need to make more money? And we can start to face that fear of what's really behind that, what's really going on underneath that. And then from there, we can take actionable steps to course correct. You know, we can take actionable steps to say, you know what, I've been meaning to set up that savings account for months now, and I haven't done it. I just need to set it up so it's automatically withdrawing money from my account, and I have savings going on every single, you know, week or month or whatever it is for you. We can take specific action. Number two is that fear isn't meant to be avoided. It's not meant to be eradicated. It's not meant to be pedestaled. It's meant to be seen, understood, and listened to. And so I'm just going to go back to the first piece. You see, we have this interesting fixation on fear in North American culture, where our natural instinct, because of our reptilian brain, is fight or flight, right? We oftentimes either want to run away from the fear entirely, or we want to fight it. We want to eradicate it and eliminate it. And then there's this new sort of wave that I've started to see in the sort of like motivational space that just pedestals the shit out of fear. And it's like, yeah, fear is the best. Fear is the way to go. I love fear, you know, dive in and da 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 da. And it's like, you know what? Fear shouldn't be run from. It shouldn't be eliminated entirely, but it also shouldn't be pedestaled. It's not the be all end all. It's just another experience. It's just another emotion. So if we really want to get clear with fear, if you really want to understand fear, the way to go is, and again, this is just my musings. This is my impression and understanding of really successful people and how they deal with fear. Fear is meant to be seen. It's meant to be understood, and it's meant to be listened to. And when we do that, we can start to turn towards our fear. We can start to listen to the lessons that fear is trying to teach us. And thirdly, fear can either be a barricade or a trampoline to our next level. And what I mean by that is fear can either be something that stops us in our tracks, or it can be something that propels us to the next level. It can be something that pushes us past our current limitations, our current blocks and adversities, and move us into acquiring the next level of strength so that we can accomplish victory in our goals or our intimacy in our relationships or whatever we're facing right now. So I encourage you to turn towards your fear, turn towards it and listen to it and learn the lessons from it. So I would love to hear what your experience is with fear, how this helped you deal with maybe something that you have been apprehensive about leading up to listening to this podcast episode. So reach out to me, Connor@mantalks.com, and let me know what your experience is. And also, please reach out and let me know what topics you would like me to jam on. This episode on facing your fears actually came from Jenna reaching out and letting me know that I should do an episode on facing fears. And so thank you so much for reaching out. Until next time, this is Connor Beaton signing off. Stay strong.